Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Port Chester, New York, Westchester Talk Radio presents the Clay Arts Center Spring Fest going on here today in the village of Port Chester on this beautiful Saturday. Good morning to you. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the proceedings, along with my friend, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K. McCain, our great engineer. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accordant Therapeutics.
Life science.
That's right, Matt. And don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram, too. You'll find us there at Shark Creative. Well, just a beautiful day for this wonderful event. It's a free event going on here today. We're in the parking lot outside the Clay Arts Center, located at 40 Beach Street in the village of Port Chester. It's fun for the whole family. So many things going on. We have day activities, hands-on activities. We have the potter's wheel, face painting, food, and much, much more. And who better to explain this, who is kind of running the event for us today, Wendy Weinstein. And she is the head of development here at the Clay Arts Center. Wendy, you couldn't have picked a better day to do this event.
A couple of sacrifices to the weather gods helped.
Yeah, well, we've had such a wet spring, and I mean, this is one of the few days that's really, really been good. Now, you used to do this every year. We spoke off the air. But now it's become a biannual event because you have a different fundraiser that kind of alternates every other year?
It's a combination of reasons. One, we have a different fundraiser that we're alternating with, which is an empty bowls project, which helps raise money for one of the local food banks. But mostly because we asked potters to donate pottery to us for this event, and we were cleaning out their stash. So we had to give them time to make more stuff that they had available to donate to us.
And as I look around, as I said, we have several vendors here. We have the Pet Pantry Warehouse is here. Adopt-A-Dog is here today. It's a brand new twist for this year. I'm calling it Pottery and Pets is kind of the theme for this year, and so much more.
That is correct. We, for our exhibition series this year, one of the things we did for the current show in the gallery is we partnered with Adopt-A-Dog with 10% of the gallery sale proceeds going directly to Adopt-A-Dog. We really, truly believe in the connection that we have with our community and our audience, and animals are so important to all of us to be able to find different ways to highlight our relationship as humans with animals through clay. This was a great way to do it.
Now, the main reason we are here today, because you're hoping to raise at least $20,000 to replace one of your kilns, not the electrical ones that I looked at, but this is the one that's been around for 20 years. It's a gas-fired manual kiln, and it does look like it needs replacing because there's been a lot of work done with that, right?
That is correct. The proceeds from the Springfest event really go into what we call our Audrey Greenwald Memorial Fund, which is designated to support the costs of replacement and repair of capital equipment and facilities. It is a very expensive process to be able to run a clay arts center, and we can't, since we are a nonprofit, we can't bring all the money ourselves necessarily. These kilns require a lot of maintenance and a lot of repair over time, and they do eventually need replacement. We're hoping to be able to repair it rather than replace it, but there's always more projects around that we can raise money for.
And I had a chance to take a tour of the facility. There were so many great works from these artists that they're donating today. Again, as I said, all the proceeds, of course, helping you out there. And again, really just really fun for the whole family. There's something to do for everybody.
That is correct. We've got a lot of our sponsors and partners here today, and we're given a chance to highlight and showcase their work as well. And we have the Carver Center's Entrepreneur Project with a lemonade stand, which is a delight for us to be able to showcase one of our community partners in such a beautiful way. The weather's fantastic, and people come and have fun and spend money and just really enjoy themselves.
Now, as far as the Art Center, it's a chance for some people to learn about the craft of doing that kind of work. Is that, you have some summer workshops that are coming up, too?
We have adult classes, youth classes, summer camps for kids going throughout the summer. We have programs year-round. The adult classes are evenings and weekends. We have community classes. We have drop-in programs. Quite a few different ways for people to just be able to take classes and get hands-on clay. We also run a series of workshops throughout the year, symposium, lectures, and then year-round we have our exhibition series. We have 7 exhibitions during the course of the year, 4 of which are highlighting a central theme, which this year is called Animal Instinct, and our exhibitions manager will fill you in on that. But it's just a deeper dive into a subject matter to make people think a little more intensely and not just go, ooh, that's pretty.
But there's such an appreciation for fine art. I've been to art shows, but certainly more of a different type. I mean, with pottery, it's another way of expressing art form.
That is correct. It's a hands-on craft and art form, and it's rather than just stand and appreciate it, it's one of the few art forms that you can actually engage and interact with. Every mug that you pick up to drink your morning coffee or tea, every bowl that you use for your soup, every plate that you're using, at some point, somebody designed that piece as an artist, and it has become part of the mainstream. Whether it's manufactured or handmade, it still started with an artist, and to be able to focus and highlight on that art form is an absolute delight.
Now, as listeners tune into this, we're going to be broadcasting till about 1 o'clock, but you're on till 4 o'clock, this event today?
That is correct. We run until about 4 o'clock. We will sell until we run out of things to sell.
Hopefully you get a sellout today.
That would be delightful.
We'll find out soon enough. Well, Wendy, it is a pleasure to talk with you today. We'll chat with some more of your staff and some of the volunteers, and the best of luck to you in the Art Center.
Thank you so much, and it's a delight to have you guys here today as well.
Thank you, Wendy. We appreciate it. That's Wendy Weinstein. She is a head of development here at the Clay Arts Center. We're broadcasting live from Westchester Talk Radio is for the biannual pottery and art sale. It's also part of the Spring Fest going on here today, plus Adopt-A-Dog going on as well. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to take the short break. More after this.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live at the parking lot outside the Clay Arts Center here in the village of Portchester. They're located at 40 Beach Street. We're here for the biannual event, the Spring Fest, which includes pottery and art being sold today, clay art, and also we have Adopt-A-Dog. So much going on here today. Just a fun day, and what a delightful day weather-wise we have, too. My name is Jim Cleefield, and I want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, the Polis Electric, electrical contractor, Breezemont Day Camp, a day camp wrapped in a sleepaway facility in Armagh, Faceless Remodeling, featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Well, as we said, they just could not have picked a better day here. We expect a pretty big turnout, I'm sure. The event is going on until 4 o'clock today, and we have with us the interim executive director. Her name is Cora Greenberg, who's joining us today. Cora, just a delightful day, and already the kids and family are having a great time.
Yeah, we are really blessed today to have this weather, especially after all the rain we've been having, but the weather gods are smiling on us, and we're so excited to see the kids, the adults. We're having a terrific turnout.
Now, since you've been in your position for a very short time, what's been happening on your end as far as the as being the interim executive director, and what's happening as far as like with the plans for the center, what you're doing as far as looking forward?
Yeah, so I have been brought in because the previous executive director left, and as the board is taking the temperature of where the organization is and getting ready to look for the new leader, my job is to keep the ship running forward and deal with whatever things come up. So it's really been a joy for me to be here. This is such a dynamic, exciting organization. There's never a dull moment. We have so many things going on under the roof here, from adult classes, youth classes. We have a great summer camp coming up, and we have a beautiful gallery and shop where people can come any day of the week and browse and really look at some fantastic ceramic art. So there's just so many opportunities to get involved here, whether you're in the community, whether you're driving down from Connecticut or across 287. It's a great place to visit and a resource that is here for the whole community.
Yeah, so even in a caretaker position, I mean, you're seeing a lot of things happening.
That's right, because it never stops. it's not like we pause, push the pause button. No, we're going full steam ahead. There's lots of activity, and you know, we have a whole community arts program which does outreach in the Port Chester schools. We have kids from the Don Bosco Center that come over here and do clay work. So it's really a very, very big tent. We're under a tent today, but the Clay Arts Center is a big tent for everyone to be learn about ceramic arts, to be exposed to it, to get a chance to try it. I hope before you leave today, you'll get your hands in the mud, as we say, and just get your hands on a piece of clay. It's a really terrific experience, and it for anybody, for kids, adults, anybody at all, can try it and really get something out of it.
Now, the center actually went nonprofit about 2007, I was told, but it's been around about 20 years now.
Oh, no, much longer than that.
Much longer?
I'm wearing a T-shirt from our 60th anniversary.
Oh, 60th.
This organization really began in 1957 as an artist cooperative, as a studio space for ceramic artists to practice, and we still have over 50 artists who are affiliated with the organization and either have studio space here, their own private space or shared space, or they are affiliated and they come and use our kilns to fire or bake their ceramics that they produce somewhere else. So that's still a core of what we do, is a home for people who are actually practicing ceramic artists. Those are the people who've donated the wonderful pottery that's on sale today, are our artists who've produced all of this terrific stuff. So that's a big piece of what is going on here every day. We also, as I said, have classes for adults and youth. We have classes that take place around the county at other facilities. So it's really a full steam ahead operation every day of the week. Six. I would say 6 days a week. Although artists can come in, the people who are our artists, they have 24/7 access to the facility to do their own work. So it's a really... it's live, a live artist community. I mean, that's a good way to think about it.
Even an aspiring artist can come here and try some work?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what, we have lots of entry points for people. As I said, we have adult classes and youth classes, but we also have one-shot opportunities, drop-in programs, either for families or adults. We have a great Friday night drop-in program. We call it Cladies Night, but it's not just for the Cladies. Anyone can come, sign up for one session, and it's a real great introduction to working with clay, both hand-building, ceramic sculpture, as well as throwing on the wheel. And people are encouraged to come with their friends, bring a bottle of wine. It's a very terrific social experience. So there are lots of points where people with no experience at all can come and try their hand, and I think they'll get hooked.
Sounds good to me, especially the wine part of that. So whether you're a novice or an expert, it's for you. So again, the event today goes until 4, but if anybody wants more information about the center, where can they get in touch with you or anybody?
Well, a good place to start is our website, which is clayartcenter.org. The phone number here is 937-2047, of course, area code 914, and we have lots of information on the web or on the phone.
Excellent. Cora Greenberg, thanks for joining us. Have fun today.
Thank you so much, Jim.
We have been speaking with Cora Greenberg, Interim Executive Director with the Clay Arts Center, hosting their biannual Spring Fest going on today till 4 o'clock. Come check it out. Beautiful day for it. My name is Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to step aside with a short break. More after this.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
Terrytown to Port Chester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live on a glorious Saturday morning here outside the Clay Arts Center here in the village of Portchester, located at 40 Beach Street. We're actually broadcasting from the parking lot. That's where a lot of the action is happening outside. There's much more happening inside as well. It's the biannual Spring Fest going on today until 4 o'clock. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host. Nice to have you with us. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Durante Reynolds, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals. Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years. J.P. McKell Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement. Michael Labriola, Inc., their last name is the first name in landscape. And Salem Golf Club.
A lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansions.
Right it is, Matt. Well, yes, we are broadcasting live here outside the Clay Arts Center for their Spring Fest. Adopt-A-Dog is here today. We have all kinds of vendors. We have clay demonstrations, sales, food, so much going on today. And we have with us here the exhibitions manager with the center. His name is Adam Chow, and he's been here for quite a while, but in another capacity before this. Adam, good to have you with us, and it's our first time here. We're having a great time. Are you as well?
Yeah, I'm having a great time. The weather's beautiful. It's not too hot, not too cold. We have our first partnership with Adopt-A-Dog, which is the first for us, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, we want to talk about the fact is there is a theme called Pottery and Pets. That's what I've been saying. And the reason is, ladies and gentlemen, is because right to my left going on here at this event, we have an exhibition called Pots for Pets. And what that is it's celebrating pottery for the furry members of the family, your pets, our pets, who deserve loving kindness and of handmade dog and cat bowls, also bird fountains, and prints purchased by professional ceramic artists. And 10% of gallery sales for today will be donated directly to Adopt-A-Dog. And their website, by the way, is adoptadog.org. But back to you, Adam, here. Prior to being exhibitions manager, of course, you were in another capacity. What do you love best about working here at this art center? It's quite a treasure here in the village.
I think what's great is that it's so multifaceted. We have four core programs. There's the exhibitions program, where we take nationally recognized artists and bring them right to Portchester to show the depth and breadth of ceramics. There's also the professional artist program, where we have 50 artist spaces that people can really hone in on their skills. The education program, we have around 250 individual students every semester, and then the community arts program, where we touch so many people out in the community that are either at risk or couldn't afford programming on our site. So I'm just so impressed with how much different types of programs we hold just for clay.
And there's a real cross-section of programs that you have here.
Yeah, it's really diverse. We have a lot of people from different backgrounds. I think I'm actually in the minority to say that I actually went to art school. A lot of people came to ceramics later in life and are just discovering it now. And it's really, really exciting to see people blossom in that way.
Well, in speaking to Wendy at the very top of the show, the fact that pottery and ceramics is a different type of art form, let's say, than when you're painting a picture.
Sure. It stems from a craft practice. There's a very long history of craftsmen and potters making work for utility, and some people are going more to fine art these days, and some people really just want to be production potters and make useful things for the table.
And I've had a chance to see some of the samples that are up for sale inside the building, all kinds of good types of pottery that I think that people will really enjoy and hopefully take home with them.
Yeah, what I think is a bit of a misnomer is that ceramics looks one certain way. You know, we are not your mother's china. It's all about contemporary ceramics. It's fresh. It's colorful. Some are sophisticated and some are just plain funky. It's really diverse in what we offer.
And all the proceeds from this event in terms of the sales will go toward a new kiln that the Art Center is looking for, because the one you currently have, the gas-fired manual, is about 20 years old. It's time to replace it. They're hoping to get at least $20,000 for this, maybe even more, because there are other expenses. That's what I learned about it.
Yeah, it's really important for ceramic artists to maintain their kilns. It's the number one way we make our work. It's such an important piece of machinery, and we really just need to maintain what we have and to think about the future.
And that's where really a lot of the magic happens. A lot of the creativity happens with that kiln, right?
Exactly. So it's imperative that we raise these funds in order to procure this new machinery for so many more years to come.
If anybody would like more information about the center, again, the event itself today, if you're listening, please come down and check it out. It's still 4 o'clock. The center is located at 40 Beach Street, but is there a number they can call if they want to learn more?
Sure. There's the phone number is 914-937-2047, or you can visit our website at clayartcenter.org.
Great. Adam Chow, Exhibitions Manager, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you have fun today.
Thank you.
And again, we've been speaking with Adam Chow, and again, he's the Exhibitions Manager with the Clay Art Center hosting their biannual Spring Fest going on today. Again, goes till 4 o'clock. Come check it out. We're going to be broadcasting till about 1 o'clock here at Westchester Talk Radio. And this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Back in just a moment.
Remember when Hurricane Sandy hit? Remember being left in the dark for days? For some, it was weeks. Remember how helpless, how frustrated, how irritated you were? Remember you said you were going to get a generator so you would never lose power again? So, how's that generator working? Oh, you didn't get one, did you? Lepolis Electric wants to let you know that now is the best time to have them install that generator. The harsh winter months are ahead, and so are those harsh winter storms. And you know what heavy, wet snow does to power lines or to limbs hanging precariously over those power lines. Call Lepolis Electric at 738-3550 to set up a consultation. Let Lepolis help you figure out what type of generator you need so you won't be left in the dark this winter or in the cold. Some heating systems can run off of certain generators. More than generators, Lepolis Electric provides expert electrical services, over 25 years of successful projects and satisfied customers. Lepolis Electric, 738-3550 or LepolisElectric.com. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a beautiful Saturday in the parking lot outside the Clay Arts Center here in the village of Worcester. They're hosting their biannual Spring Fest going on until 4 o'clock today. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host, and we want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson. The house that Service built, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life, science.
That's right, Mixmaster Matt. Now, don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram, too. You'll find us there at Shark Creative. Just a beautiful, glorious day here for this event. We have Adopt-A-Dog joining us here. You can say it's about pottery and pets. That's the theme this year. We have clay demonstrations, lots of great sales going on inside the building. They've been around, by the way, for 60 years. I didn't even know that. This has really been a staple of the village. And joining us right now, we're pleased to have with us, first of all, to my immediate right, we have Kelly Gordon-Minot. She is the director of teen programs with the Carver Center here in Worcester. And to her right is Aaliyah James, who is also a part of the teen center. She's part of the team there. And first of all, Kelly, let me start with you. Again, just a beautiful day. You've been involved Carver Center with the Arts Center for many, many years, have you not?
Yes. I've been at the Carver Center for 5 years. And since I've been there, the Clay Arts Center has been instrumental in providing programming and just opportunities for our teens. They're in our elementary school programs, our middle school programs, as well as with our teen programs. And just recently, they helped us create a mural of George Washington Carver, which is in our lobby. And that was something that all of our participants in our youth programs were able to participate in. And it's a staple in our building.
So really, how has art been a real partnership with the organization there?
Well, it allows kids to really express themselves, but also experience something new. So when they're in our elementary school programs, they're really exposing kids to the arts in a way that they wouldn't necessarily get if they were at home or just in other programs. So they really allow them to express themselves, but also learn a new skill and potentially find something that they like and might want to continue as they get older. And again, even with our older teens, a lot of times in the high school, it's a lot of academics. So the arts, again, is a nice break from that.
It really is. With all the stress of the pencils and the books, it kind of gives them a chance to express themselves in a different way without having to worry about the arithmetic or whatever it may be, just in a fun way to do it, right?
Absolutely, for sure. And again, when they see their work in a building, our building especially, it's a sense of pride as well. And they know that they'll be a part of our community and our building for years and years to come.
So the Clay Arts Center and Carver Center, I mean, they really have really been going hand hand in hand for a very, very long time, not just because they're locally here, but also what's nice about a place like this is you don't have to go to the city to look at some fine artwork like this. It's really in your backyard.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the exposure is awesome, especially for the small community. We have a lot of our kids who very rarely get to get outside of Port Chester. So as you said, it's a nice way to bring art to them.
And speaking of that, let's bring in Aaliyah right now. Aaliyah James, who is with the Teen Center. Aaliyah, how long have you been involved with this?
I say 1.5 years.
And what do you like about coming here to the Art Center and also what you do at the Carver Center as well?
I feel like it just gives me opportunity to do more since, like Ms. Kelly said, we don't get to go out of Port Chester. So it gives us more opportunities to, I guess, get out, I say. And the Carver Center just helps me. It guides me through high school. That's my opinion.
Now, how about the pottery demonstrations that are going on here? Do you love pottery? Do you love ceramics? Do you love art?
I feel like I like art, and I'd like to get more into pottery as I go on.
Yeah, see, if you'd like to create something, maybe like a bowl or, let's say, a coffee cup. I mean, I see so many different types on the inside that are on for sale today.
Yes, it looks fun to make and creative. So, yes.
So, like, do you have any particular projects you have in mind?
Maybe make a little bowl for my mom, I guess.
Yeah, maybe for her birthday or something?
Yes, maybe Mother's Day next year.
So, you're looking a little, not too early for that, right?
Yes.
Well, sounds like you're having a great time, but back to you, Kelly. So what plans do you have up at the Carver Center and the Clay Arts Center going forward?
Actually, I was just talking to some of the representatives recently about starting some new initiatives with our teens. We're looking at family structures and how they are illustrated in art. So it would be workshops that take our teens through exploring the different types of families, from same-sex couples, biracial, interfaith, parents, and just what families look like, and doing that and exploring those conversations through art. So that's a project that we're looking to start in the fall.
If anybody would like more information about the Carver Center, maybe they want to come check it out, what are the hours? Where can they get in touch with you?
Well, our website is carvercenter.org, and we're located on 400 Westchester Avenue. We're typically open from 8 to 8 every day for the most part, but you can go on our website and check out everything we have. We have a wonderful facility with a gym and pool and a lot more. So definitely check it out, carvercenter.org.
Well, it's great to have you both on with us, and hope you have a wonderful time today, Aaliyah and Kelly.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. We had Aaliyah and Kelly joining us here from the Carver Center, also located here in Port Chester. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live today at the biannual Spring Fest hosted by the Clay Arts Center, located at 40 Beach Street. Come check it out. It's on till 4 o'clock. And all of the revenues, by the way, are they're looking to raise about $20,000 at least for a new kiln that has to be replaced, one that's been around about 20 years. So whatever you can help with that would be appreciated. And again, we're broadcasting live. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're going to take this short break. More of the show in just a moment.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevinyl.com.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a beautiful spring day here outside the Clay Arts Center here in the village of Port Chester. We're actually in the parking lot where a lot of the outdoor activities are happening. Lots of vendors around, and this is going to be going on until 4 o'clock today. We want to remind you, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life science.
That's right, Matt. And don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram. You'll find us there at Shark Creative. And now joining us, we have a very fine guest here, is Samara Fine. Is that right?
Yes.
And she is a development director with Adopt-A-Dog. They're located in Armagh. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you've been with them now for, 3 years? And this is really the first time that you have partnered with the Clay Arts Center for this special event. We kind of call this Pottery and Pets Day, if you will, because there's really two are being intertwined together, if you will.
Absolutely. We have a few really great dogs here as well, Buffalo Bill and Chatter, and they're both available for adoption.
Now, tell us, how did you get involved with the Art Center?
We work with one of their employees, their photographer, Jeff Tishman, and he asked us if we would love to work with them, and we said absolutely, anything to work with the community.
Well, tell us more about your role there, what you do as far as your job with Adopt a Dog.
Sure. So what we do is we make sure that all of our dogs coming to us are taken care of. We get them promoted online, social media, and we really try to market them to the community to find them really great homes.
And there's a great need for that?
Absolutely. We really, in the community, everyone's always looking for a dog, whether it's fostering, adopting. There's always something you can do to help.
Now, it's a good reason you're here today, because there is an exhibition going on right next door to us, to my left, and it's called Pots for Pets. Explain more about what that is.
So Pots for Pets is held by the Clay Arts Center, and what they're doing is their artists are creating pet bowls and other pet-themed projects, and they're selling them, and some of the proceeds of that is going to come benefit Adopt-A-Dog.
And so that really helps you as far as, raising funds for that fine organization, because let's face it, I mean, you got to get the money somewhere.
Exactly. So anything we can do to raise money for the dogs, we're privately funded at Adopt-A-Dog, so any fundraiser type of event, we love to do.
And I saw some of the samples that are on sale. I mean, there are doggy bowls in there, all kinds of good things in there.
Yeah, they're really cool. They're a lot of fun.
They certainly are. So tell us about Adopt-A-Dog. So what other types of events do you get involved with? I mean, this is one of the fundraisers that you have, but I mean, what's your biggest fundraiser outside of this?
Sure. So our biggest fundraiser is actually coming up in September. It's September 29th, and it's called Putting on the Dog, which is held in Greenwich at Roger Sherman Baldwin Park. And that's a really great day. It's basically a pet festival for people who love dogs and their pets. So people bring them, they enter them into competition classes. We have best tail wagger, best kisser. We do training that people can show off. We're going to have a lure course this year. And we have food trucks, vendors, other nonprofits come to show their dogs available for adoption. We have a really great cat tent, so there'll be adoptable cats as well. Just a lot of fun, a really great family event.
And I imagine with a group like Adopt-A-Dog, it's a better alternative, let's say, to going to a homeless pet shelter if you're looking to adopt a pet. Is that a better way to do it?
Yeah, so what we do at Adopt-A-Dog is we really make sure that all of the dogs that we have, we get to know them really well, and we'll match them to potential families. So we'll make sure that the families, if they're looking for a calm dog, we're going to try to match them to one of the dogs that we think are going to work best for them. And our goal is to make sure that that dog stays in the home forever.
Like any relationship, I mean, they have to mesh together. I mean, I don't know if it's the same personality, but they really need to get along, because you don't want to give them the wrong type of animal and with the wrong type of temperament.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We want to make sure that that dog and your family, you need to be working together and help each other out, and you're helping a dog that's come from either a bad situation or just a family that couldn't take care of that dog anymore. So we want to make sure that that dog is going to have a forever home, that it's going to give them the love they deserve.
Yeah, like I have a sister who once rescued a dog. I don't know where that dog was found, but it's being well taken care of. Unfortunately, it's diabetic right now. But trying to save these pets and give them a much better home, and they'll be much happier.
Yeah, we see a lot of different situations with dogs, so we really try to give them the TLC that they need, get them rehabilitated. We work with their training, so we'll manage their training, and we'll teach their potential adopters the training, so that way they know everything they need to know about that dog, and it's just so that that dog can stay in the home forever.
If anybody wants more information about Adopt-A-Dog, again, the website's right there in front of us, adoptadog.org. Can they also call, too?
Absolutely. Our number is 914-273-1674.
And what are the hours during the week?
10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
All right. Samara, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you have a great day. We sure are. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Samara Fine, ladies and gentlemen, again with Adopt-A-Dog, based in Armonk, New York. And they're part of this biannual event. This is the Spring Fest going on at Clay Arts Center. We're outside the wonderful building here in Portchester. They've been around for 60 years, six decades, if you can believe that. My name is Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Back with more of the show right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs, from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a glorious Saturday here outside the Clay Arts Center here in the village of Portchester. They're located at 40 Beach Street. They're doing their biannual Spring Fest until 4 o'clock this afternoon. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host. Nice to have you along with us. And we want you to know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, electrical contractor, Genesis Exhibits, trade show displays, Breezemont Day Camp, a day camp wrapped in a sleepaway facility in Armagh, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. And as I look around here, a very festive atmosphere here. It's really fun for the whole family. The theme really this year is pottery and pets, and the reason that's the case, it's more than just pottery and art sales going on, but also Adopt-A-Dog is here today as well. We just talked to a representative of that fine organization. And right now, our very next guest joining us, who is connected with the Art Center, she's been with it actually since she was a student, believe it or not. Her name is Rose Foley, and she's the secretary of the board. Rose, good to have you with us. Are you having a great time? We certainly are.
Yeah, I'm having an excellent time. I always have fun at the Clay Arts Center.
Well, let's go back to the beginning, how you first got involved with this center. The Arts Center, by the way, has been around for 60 years. Now, you haven't been around that long, I know. But from the time that you started as a student to where you are today, what's it been like working with the center?
Well, I started with the center about 10 years ago. I started as a student taking classes and fell in love with the place. And because I fell in love, I started getting involved doing volunteering, helping with their fundraisers. And with that, then I joined the board, and I've been on the board about 3 years, and I became the secretary probably about 2 years ago.
Have you always had a passion for art?
I suppose so, but to be honest, I probably didn't really do a lot of art until 10 years ago. I worked in finance, got married, had kids, and when my kids got older, I got my hands in clay, and I've been in it ever since.
And that's really what was your inspiration for being involved with the center, the fact that you started working with clay, and that's certainly what they do here.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I started working with clay and loved getting my hands dirty and loved being at the Clay Art Center.
We want to get more into this event today. It's going to go on until 4 o'clock, as we said. Now, it used to be held every year, but I was told it started to rotate every other year because you have another fundraiser, which is separate from that. But all the proceeds being raised today, you're looking to get at least $20,000 for a new kiln. I had a chance to tour the inside of the facility with Wendy Weinstein before we went on the air today, and she showed me exactly what it looks like, and it definitely does need to be replaced.
Yes, we are hoping that we get enough to get a new kiln, and the kiln will help all of us. It helps the artists. It'll help the students. We run our kilns frequently, so hopefully we will get the money and we'll have a brand new one.
I mean, that's the key. If you're going to be involved in pottery and ceramics, I mean, you have to have a kiln because that's where a lot of the magic is made. And they also have electric ones in addition to the manual gas-fired ones, like the one that has to be replaced.
Yes, they do. We have kilns. I don't know if anyone knows about pottery, but it goes through two different firings, the bisque kiln and then the glaze kiln. And we have electrics and we have gas-fired. So we're hoping to get a new gas-fired kiln.
What about what's being sold today? Can you describe like some of the displays that we have here today? I know we have like pots for pets on one side. We talked about that a little bit. But also in the main building, there's different types of varieties of pottery that's for sale.
Yeah, the pottery that's inside was all donated by artists, either from Clay Arts Center or from the local area. And they know about us, so they've donated their pots that maybe, I don't want to say they're used, but they've maybe had for a while and they're getting ready to get rid of their inventory. So they donate them to us and they're sold at a very reasonable price.
And I also mentioned, too, we've actually been remiss in not talking about it. Behind our tent is a mural. It's a tree mural that I saw here this morning. It took several years to put it together. It was a collaboration of students and volunteers and artists really putting their time in to make this look beautiful. Can you describe it for our audience what that is?
Well, it's a beautiful mural. It's a big tree. And what they did was the artists made some of the pieces, students made some, and even some children made the hands that are look like part of the leaves that are the tree. So they made all of the pieces, and then volunteers for weeks came in and pasted it up on this outside wall and then grouted it. So it was a very long process, and please come by and see it because it's a beautiful mural.
It's very, very impressive. I mean, all that effort, it's really one of the centerpieces, I think, of this building when you first come to Clay Arts Center, when you discover it for the very first time.
Yes, it definitely stands out, and I wish everybody could see it because it is beautiful.
It's very impressive. You really have to be here to see it and, you know, take some pictures. I mean, it is just very, very impressive, a lot of work. If anybody would like more information, again, about the Arts Center, again, they can go to the website. They can call if they want more about maybe, let's say, taking a class or a workshop.
Yeah, I mean, there's classes for adults, there's classes for children, and actually, they'll be starting the summer camp for children, and they offer scholarships. So you can come in and fill out for a scholarship if you want to come in and hopefully take a class. That would be great.
Right. And don't forget, this event goes on until 4 o'clock if you want to stop by. Well, Rose, it's great having you. Good luck to you, and I hope you have fun today.
Thank you so much.
All right. This is Rose Foley, ladies and gentlemen, Secretary of the Board of the Clay Arts Center, hosting this biannual Spring Fest going on today till 4 o'clock on this glorious Saturday here in the village of Port Chester. My name is Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Back with our final guest in just a moment.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Port Chester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a beautiful Saturday here in the village of Port Chester for the biannual Spring Fest hosted by the Clay Arts Center. They're located at 40 Beach Street. Come check it out. It's going to go on until 4 o'clock today. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host, and my friend, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K-McKayan, our fantastic engineer, does a great job as always. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals. Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years. J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement. Michael Labriola, Inc., their last name is the first name in landscape. And Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansion. Well, we're just having a fun time here today at this biannual event, and we're looking around here, lots of vendors around, pottery demonstrations. Adopt-A-Dog is here today. We have food and so much more going on today. And we have this as our final guest. We talked earlier about that tree mural in our last segment earlier. Well, I want to get more into depth about that with our very next guest, our final one of the day. Her name is Rena Kashyap. She is with the Art Center, and she was instrumental in putting that mural together, which, as you can see, if you come to the center, it's on the outside of one of the buildings here. Rena, first of all, good to have you with us. I was very impressed with what I saw this morning when I first looked at it.
Thank you. Thank you. So the mural was in the making for 4 years, but prior to that, we had white walls, and whenever you walked into the Clay Arts Center, you walked towards it, you would look at the white wall and wonder what's behind the walls. And we thought, how do we come outside of what happens within the center, which is a burst of creative energy? We needed to bring it outside. So we envisioned making a mural. And then we had a conversation with a lot of the artists, and one of the artists, a resident artist whose name was Shanna Flegel, she conceived of the idea of this of having a tree and having the tree be made by the different people who come walk through our doors, be they students, artists, the community. We had children come from all over. We took the clay to the schools in Port Chester, had them make it. So the tree is a symbol of so many different things for so many cultures. And for us, it was every part of the tree had a different a meaning. Like the roots are all about the artists who are here. We're rooted in Port Chester and we're rooted in clay. The trunk is, the center was founded by artists, for artists, and for artistic pursuit and creativity. So the artists made all the pieces of the trunk. So we divided it up into 50 different parts, which was how many artists were here at that time. And then the leaves and the hands, instead of leaves, actually, we made hands, which symbolize the different people that are in the community that come take part in our program. So whether they're students or whether they're youth, so that they all felt like they had a piece of them on our wall. And there's a recognition to that. And so they could tell their story through the hands of the images they made on the hands.
So really, in many ways, when you look at that mural, how impressive it is, every part of that has a backstory to it, from its foundation right to the very top of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it took 4 years to complete because it's probably over 10,000 parts, little parts that are put together. And then structurally, it was an engineering feat to think about what could we put outside on the walls that would stay and not crack with all our temperature variations that we have over the year. And so that had to be a factor. So we had to engage, you know, technical people, engineers, to figure out how are we going to have this be something that would endure.
And so I say, like, you know, the climate has certainly changed. I'm not going to get into that discussion. But, you know, this year we've had a very wet spring. Imagine if you're trying to do a project like that. I mean, how much more challenging do weather conditions make something like that happen? I mean, to be able to work around all that.
So we engineered the project to be actually installed in the summer months. And we started about May and we were done by August. And we had the official opening in 2013 in September. So we knew it had to be a summer project and it had to be done sort of like without interruption. So we tried to miss the spring rains and the winter. And the rest of all the parts were made inside, indoors, over the years, where we had boxes that we stored all the different pieces. Because the beauty about making mosaics is it's like small parts that tell the bigger story, right? So when you look at it together, the first time we all saw it was when it was on the wall. Because otherwise it looked like just junk little pieces of ceramic shards, really.
And that's really where it all started, where you got the inspiration for all of this? And as I said, and what you see today, this beautiful work of art, I mean, it took all those years, but a combination of students, volunteers, and artists all putting their talents together, meshing them into one to create this beautiful piece.
And our reason for having this outside was so people from the street, when they would drive up and be just going somewhere, they would see that and say, oh, look what's there, let's go visit it. And it's in an open parking lot, so you can see it no matter what, whether the center's closed or open. And then that would draw people to go inside and see what's happening behind our walls, and there's always a buzz of activity. So it's never a dull moment. The studio is open from, you know, pretty much 9 in the morning to 10 at night, and there's always classes, there's always, you know, things happening in there that people are welcome to walk through and visit and check out and talk with and participate.
So when you come here to the first time to see the center, this should be one of the first things you see, this beautiful mural, before you, let's say, you see their logo.
And it contrasts. The colors are so bright against the white background, and you really see the sky behind it. So there's a very, there's an immediate connection you have with this visual image, which is like really strong and larger than life.
Is it more like close to a 3D type of image when you see it?
It could be. I think it's like how you visualize it. Some people are 2D and they don't see it like that. I definitely see it as 3D because there's a lot of depth and dimension in each piece. And there are pieces that are three-dimensional within that. You know, like the train station, the buildings that represent the different historic spots in Port Chester that were done in a three-dimensional way. So definitely, that is.
So how did you get everybody together to do all this, the students, the volunteers, and yourself? I mean, this was really a team effort here.
Yes, we sent everybody an email, which is a great way to connect with people fast, to say we need need your help and we wanted to be a part. And we took the clay to the classrooms to have them make it within the time they're here. And then I think the word spread that, oh, do you want to be a part of the mural? It's going to be historic. It's going to be on the walls and it'll be there forever. And that's what motivated people. And it was led by, we had a community arts director, Arielle Plants. She led the project. So she was like the overall person who was in charge of it. I was the executive director in those days.
And this other part of the mural, I was talking to Wendy about this. There's a kind of a plaque with some writing on it. Your name was actually in it. Explain how that came about.
Well, we wanted, I think the people who were there during the time knew who put it together, but then we wanted something there as a remembrance for future generations. And also, it's also to acknowledge the donors who donated us materials. But, you know, the clay was donated by Ceramics, Standard Ceramics, and other locals, organizations gave us different resources to put it all together. So it's a way to also, like, let people know what's it about. So there are a few words that says it all.
It's kind of like your version of a time capsule. I'm sure we all think about that. And this is a better way of it. Instead of like reaching into the ground and find some treasures, you look at this right here, and this represents the history of the community that put this all together.
Thank you. You said it. You encapsulated that very, really well. That was great.
If anybody would like more information about the center, they can get in touch by the website, or they can call you or anybody?
Absolutely. Our phone number is 914-937-2047. They're welcome to call. The website's always there. We're on Instagram. There's lots of social media out there. And, just walk in. Come. We're open every day from 10 to 5, except for Sundays. So please do drop in. There's nothing better than seeing it in person. So I encourage people to come and try their hands, get their hands dirty and clay.
I think you're going to love it when you come here, ladies and gentlemen. Rena, thanks so much for joining us. And again, we've been broadcasting live from the Spring Fest here at the Clay Arts Center in Port Chester. Again, for those of you not familiar with it, it's the biannual. All of the proceeds from today's event, they're looking to raise about $20,000 for a new kiln that really needs replacing. It's been around about 20 years. Also, Adopt-A-Dog is here today. There's a special exhibit called Pots for Pets. You should check that out as well. There's food, and it's all going on until 4 o'clock this afternoon. I really hope you enjoyed the show, ladies and gentlemen. I know we certainly did. And again, this has been Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative, and also sponsored by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester. Your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life science.
Right you are, Mixmaster Matt. Now remember, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram. You'll find us there at Shark Rita. Well, we've had a wonderful time. On behalf of my entire crew, Mixmaster Matt, Matty the K, Matt K, and our great engineer, Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Creative and Shark Media, thanks for joining us and helping us out. Also, to the good people here at the Clay Arts Center, Wendy and her staff, thank you. You were terrific today, all of your guests. And my name is Jim Cleefield. We hope you had a wonderful time, because you, the audience at home, we couldn't do it without you. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.